Senator Bernie Moreno to introduce legislation for sanctions on Colombia after refusal to accept deportations. By Elizabeth Weibel on January 26, 2025. Senator Bernie Moreno, RO, announced that he would be introducing legislation to impose new sanctions on Colombia after Colombian President Gustavo Petro refused to accept two deportation flights from the United States. "This week I will introduce legislation to impose new sanctions on Colombia for refusing it real Donald Trump's migrant repatriation flights," Moreno wrote in a post on X. "Proud to be joined by my colleagues at Senator Tim Scott at Real Ana Paulina and at Byron Donalds." Moreno's announcement comes after Petro initially refused to accept two flights containing a total of 160 deportable migrants. In a post on X, Petro criticized the U.S. for treating Colombian migrants as criminals, adding that Colombia would not accept deported migrants from the U.S. until there was a protocol established for the dignified treatment of migrants. "I deny the entry of American planes carrying Colombian migrants into our territory," Petro said. "The United States must establish a protocol for the dignified treatment of migrants before we receive them." In response to Petro's refusal to accept the deportation flights from the United States, President Donald Trump wrote in a post on Truth Social that he had instructed his administration to immediately take the following urgent and decisive retaliatory measures: emergency 25% tariffs on all goods coming into the United States. In 1 week, the 25% tariffs will be raised to 50%. A travel ban and immediate visa revocations on the Colombian government officials and all allies and supporters. Visa sanctions on all party members, family members, and supporters of the Colombian government. Enhanced customs and border protection inspections of all Colombian nationals and cargo on national security grounds. IEPA treasury, banking and financial sanctions to be fully imposed. "These measures are just the beginning," Trump added. "We will not allow the Colombian government to violate its legal obligations with regard to the acceptance and return of the criminals they forced into the United States." In response to Trump's threat, Petro backed down on his initial refusal to accept the deportation flights and said he would send his presidential plane to personally pick up the deported migrants.